This is Sean with Voices LaVon with Charlie Patterson going over life stories, and we're going to do a little appreciation for his wife, Vicky. You said Vicky was in the racing industry and bringing you drive shaft jobs, and she started working in your shop. Is that correct?
Yeah, she brought some shafts into me, became acquainted, and about that time I had a secretary that was wanting to spend more time with her children and grandchildren. So Vicky let me know that she was looking for a job. So I brought her into the business, and she started working for me.
So you've been together 29 years now for marriage. Is that also correct?
Yeah, we've been together 29 years. We've been married 29 years. She worked for me for approximately 3 years before we got married. So we've been together about 31, 32 years. So
what are some of the aspects of her personality that you look up to and you really respect?
Well, the thing about Vicky and why I'm thrilled that she did come to work for me and we ended up getting married, she does about everything for me. She keeps the house immaculate. In the business, she does all the paperwork, all the bookwork. She takes care of everything. Even in the medical thing, I've got a lot of medical issues, take a lot of pills. She gets all the prescriptions filled. She puts them in a box. I take them. Doctors ask me what pills I'm taking, and I have no idea. I've got a list that Vicky gives me what I take. She looks out after me just unbelievable. Everything that if I need something in the shop that need her to help, she's there to help me. She's just been a real godsend to everything that I've done in my life. So
Charlie, it sounds like both you and your wife had previous relationships that basically needed to end because of reasons that
we're ready to end.
Yeah, that weren't positive, and you both needed to move on. You both were there for each other and were able to grow together. Is that pretty much correct?
Yeah, what happened there, it was a situation where I was headed toward divorce. I got my divorce, and Vicky was she was not happy with her home life. And so when it became apparent that I got the divorce, Vicky was very interested in letting me know that she was interested in me. And I saw a lot of good in Vicky. Vicky was she was a hard worker. She was a neat gal. She was fun to be around, fun to be with. So that's how we started out. And so she helped me really run the business for a lot of years. And I think she was happy when we finally sold the business. We sold it in 97. And but she worked very hard. She was willing to work in the shop to do some things. She would help hold things while I welded it. She would do all kinds of things to help promote the business. So I felt like that was 29 good years of my life is being married to Vicky.
And you also mentioned that she kind of let you live in the limelight within the racing industry, and she kind of wanted to be a little bit removed from that. Is that correct?
Yeah, you know, Vicky was very involved with me during all of my racing career and everything. And, you know, it was one of them situations where if I pulled the car off of the track into the pit area, before I got out of the car, Vicky had the car jacked up and probably had one wheel off and was proceeding to take the shock and the spring off of it before I got out of the car. She was very involved in the racing thing and appeared to enjoy it to the fullest. But once I quit driving, Vicky did not want to go racing anymore. She wanted to spend her time around the house doing things that she wanted to do, and racing never really interested Vicky that much. I was surprised she kind of walked away from it. But it was still a very much part of my life, which it is today. So therefore, I'm still involved in racing, and I go to a lot of races, and I've been very involved in several racing ventures. But Vicky's very content to be at home, and she reads about it, hears it on the radio and television, but she's not a racer at heart.
Well, it sounds like she's still supporting your racing heart.
Well, yeah, she still lets me go. I mean, if I see a race or if I get involved where I'm putting together a team and want to go to a race, all I have to do is come home and mention to her that I'm going to the race, and she said, when do you want to leave and when do you want to come home? And she sits right down and pulls up the reservations for me and gets my tickets, and so far she's never complained about me being gone, so I think that's good.
It sounds like a great teammate.
It is. She's a great teammate.
That's great. Thanks, Charlie.